Well, yesterday we celebrated the feast day of St. Paul, so it's very appropriate that the church puts St. Paul's two most beloved disciples in a feast day right after his own. So today is the feast day of Saints Timothy and Titus, Paul's most beloved disciples. First, let's take a look for a moment at St. Titus. He was a Greek from Antioch. Again, an early disciple of St. Paul, went with him to the Council of Jerusalem in 50 AD. He became his companion on some of the missionary journeys. And when there were trouble arose at the church in Corinth, it was Paul who sent Titus to look into the matter. And it seems that Titus did a wonderful job in bringing about peace and reconciliation in that church. That's why he is a good patron saint for administrators and negotiators and reconcilers, because that was Timothy's special gift from the Lord. We know that St. Paul wrote one of his pastoral letters to Titus. These are called epistles. These are the letters of St. Paul. I remember once on a CCD test, the children were asked, what is an epistle? What are the epistles? And one of the kids wrote, those were the wives of the apostles. But so actually, they were the letters that Paul wrote, these epistles. So St. Titus then became the bishop of Crete. He was sent there by St. Paul to organize the Catholic Church on the island of Crete, became its first bishop. And from what we know, he died of natural causes in the year 94 AD. And in fact, in today's one of today's readings, it talks about St. Paul says, Titus, you are my true child in our common faith. For this reason, I left you in Crete so that you might set right what remains to be done and appoint presbyters in every town as I directed you. So again, you see this idea of apostolic succession, that Christ ordained the apostles. The apostles obviously ordained St. Paul, and St. Paul ordained Timothy, and you'll see he ordains Titus as well. These were the first bishops of the church, so you see apostolic succession going all the way back to Christ and the apostles. And now lastly, just a few words about St. Timothy. St. Timothy was from Lystra, modern-day Turkey. We know his grandmother's name. She was a convert to Christianity. Her name was Lois. And then Timothy and his mother, Eunice, converted at the same time in 47 AD by St. Paul. Timothy was unique because his father was a Greek and his mother was Jewish. So Timothy became a disciple of St. Paul after his conversion and went on the second missionary journey. And we know that he was sent again as a missionary to these places. He also had a very close relationship with St. Paul. Again, in the reading from Paul to Timothy, he says, I yearn to see you again, recalling your tears, so that I may be filled with joy as I recall your sincere faith, that faith first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and that I am confident that lives in you also. For this reason, I remind you to stir into flame the gift of God that you have through the imposition of my hands. Again, how clear is this that Paul ordained Timothy? And so we see this apostolic succession. And now he wants this grace of his ordination to be fanned into a flame. So Timothy would become the first bishop of Ephesus, where the Blessed Mother would live. And then after his death, it says he died in the year 97. He was beaten to death by an angry mob when he opposed one of the pagan festivals that was going on. So he was a martyr for the faith and again died in the year 97. His relics were transferred to Constantinople, which is modern-day Istanbul. So I think what we can learn from these two great early bishops of the church is that the church is a visible organization. Yes, the church is also invisible. It's the mystical body of Christ, but Jesus had his 12 apostles. They in turn ordained bishops who ordained priests down to the present day. For the last 2,000 years, every priest has been validly ordained by a bishop all the way back to Christ and the apostles. And the last thing we should learn from these men is their zeal for souls. They were missionaries. And America is mission territory. We have to evangelize. We have to spread our faith. And we shouldn't just sit and keep the faith to ourselves, but we need to follow the example of these holy men who work so hard to share their faith with others. So we pray today, Saints Timothy and Titus, pray for us.